आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। If eating salt is causing cancer and heart attacks, where should a person go? Microplastics have been found in many brands of salt available in the Indian market. And Go called Toxics Link, which works on environmental matters, has released a new report showing that plastic particles have been found in salt and sugar. This organization has taken samples of many brands from the market and tested them. Microplastics have been found in both salt and sugar. If you are consuming such salt and sugar, your health can be affected. In this study, 10 types of salt were tested, including table salt, rock salt, sea salt, and local raw salt. These samples were purchased from both online platforms and markets. Except for 2 salt samples and 1 sugar sample, all the others were branded. The results showed the presence of microplastics in various forms, including fibers, pellets, and pieces of films in all salt and sugar samples. The size of these microplastics ranged from 1 micron to 5 millimeters. What can be more dangerous than eating plastic particles in the name of salt and sugar? Satish Sinha, Associate Director of Toxics Link, the organization that conducted this study, said, "The presence of substantial amounts of microplastics in all salt and sugar samples in our study is worrying, and there is an urgent need for extensive research on the long-term health effects of microplastics on human health." What are microplastics? Fine plastic particles are called microplastics, and their size ranges from 5 millimeters to 1 micrometer. 1000 micrometers make 1 millimeter, so you can imagine how small they are and the scale we are talking about. They probably cannot even be seen with the naked eye. Why are such chemicals and other elements found in such large quantities in these products made in India, which have a direct impact on our health? The report from Toxics Link states that microplastics have been found in various parts of our body, such as hair, saliva, lungs, kidneys, etc. Additionally, they have been found in breast milk, placenta, newborns, spleen, kidney, blood, and semen samples. These plastic particles can enter our body through 3 primary routes: swallowing, breathing, and direct skin contact. This report provides all the details of how and on what basis the investigation was conducted. Scientific thinking dictates that everything should be presented transparently so that anyone can see, understand, and, if necessary, make changes based on further research. This is how science transcends all kinds of unnecessary discrimination. The shortcomings of this study have been highlighted even before presenting its conclusion, which is also a part of scientific thinking. It is noted that only 15 samples were considered, which may be insufficient, and future research can address this shortcoming. Toxics Link has written in its report that plastic particles have been found in each of the 10 salt samples and 5 sugar samples. Between 6 to 90 particles have been found in 1 kilogram of salt, with the highest number, about 90, found in iodized salt. According to the report, more plastic particles were found in the samples of more processed iodized salt. How does this happen? How do plastic particles enter salt or sugar? The report answers this question by explaining that iodized salt undergoes more processing than raw salt or rock salt when iodine is added. During this process, salt comes into contact with various machines and equipment, allowing microplastics to become part of the salt. Additionally, storing this salt in plastic packets for many days and months can lead to plastic particles getting into the salt or sugar. The presence of more plastic particles in the environment where iodized salt is made also increases the likelihood of their quantity in the salt. The report states that the smaller the plastic particle, the more likely it is to enter our body and potentially cause harm. Additionally, rock salt, which has become popular these days, has also been found to contain microplastics. If we cannot even consume pure salt and sugar, everyone's health is at risk. Often, we are unable to understand the reasons for our illnesses. No matter how cautious we are, we will use salt in some quantity, and when there is microplastic in salt, it will obviously have a harmful effect on our body parts. We do not know and cannot claim which disease is caused by what, but cancer has increased so rapidly that we cannot take these reasons lightly. In June 2024, Dainik Bhaskar reported that there are currently more than 26 million cancer patients in India. By 2025, this number could reach 30 million. In terms of cancer prevalence, India is behind only China and the United States. Around 1.5 million new cancer cases are reported every year. The number of deaths due to cancer in 2023 was. In India, 90% of lung cancer cases are detected at a later stage, while this figure is close to 50% for breast cancer. Additionally, 70% of cervical and oral cancer cases are detected when they have reached an advanced stage.